It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I'm your host, Sue DeMay. It's an honor to be here once again and to be sharing this space with you and joining with everyone to be in the energy and the frequency of love, compassion, peace, unity, balance, harmony, whatever else you want to embody, whatever else you want to bring forth. As we move through the last couple gatherings, we were going through the prey predator syndrome. Prior to that, in the live experience, we were withdrawing old consent. And there's been a lot of pieces that I put into place, including the last another live experience I did with the causal body reboot and upgrading the causal body and the etheric body. So for those of you that are kind of jumping in and exploring the prey predator syndrome and the balanced light and balanced dark energy teachings, I've created a free course on my website to be able to explain and kind of bring those resources all into one place, but put them in an order that actually will help everybody experience it in the way that will help integrate and allow the understanding to come in. Because if the mind gets jarred or stuck or confused, then it often will either give up or judge or shift out of the opening to be able to heal those pieces and to start to really see how it's playing out in our lives. And so I put it in a course in my website. So it's free. You can jump in and join anytime. And it has all of the resources in a particular order that will help your mind grasp the understanding it needs so that it comes along for the ride. And the other piece, I've added a bonus healing circle. I did a healing circle with some healers and around the balanced light and balanced dark energies, understanding them, but also honoring them within ourselves and in creation. So that's in there too. I'm not going to be sharing that one at this point publicly. So that's something that you can access as well in the course, the free course. So for those of you that are new to my website or listening to this replay on the podcast, it's heartledliving.com, heartledliving.com. And you can find it under my offerings, the free course for that. That would allow you to go through a sequence and to, even for those of you that have already kind of gone through with these experiences, and you can go through it and revisit them and have them in a particular order that will support you as well. I know it's a big topic. It's can be a triggering topic, but it's also very freeing if you can get yourself to the other side of it and not let your triggers or your judgments or your fears stop you from pursuing it and moving through. Quite often with fear, the way to overcome the fear is actually to walk through it. Sometimes we can clear the fear and then take action, and other times we actually need to move through the fear in order to free ourselves on the other side of it. So being aware that some of these things can be triggering, but they are freeing, very freeing. And if you need support, make sure you reach out for support, emotional or otherwise. All right. I have no idea where we're going to go today because I'm getting a lot of information. I'm getting a lot of different insights. And last night I had like a really busy night in the astral realm. I was doing a lot of traveling. I may have visited some of you because I was having lots of conversations and meeting with a lot of people, and a lot of different aspects were coming in, a lot of different experiences. And I was out doing a lot of work last night. So it was a busy astral world for me last night. And there's been a lot of different downloads and information coming in. So I'm just going to close my eyes and we are just going to dive in and we'll just see what comes through. I just want to be a clear channel for you today, as I always am intending to be a clear channel in these. I just have no idea where we're going to go. So Let's let it unfold. All right. Okay. So have a just take a moment to take some deep breaths. Resting your eyes closed if you're able to. And just begin by noticing what's happening. How are you feeling? What's happening right now? Without judging anything, just be present. Be here now, right in this moment. Be here with your breath, be here with your body, be here with your emotions, be here with your thoughts, be here with your mind, be here with your heart. Be here with me, be here with all of us. Be here with yourself. Just be. Sometimes when we stop and be, there can be emotions that suddenly rise up. So creating space and an openness for the emotions to be witnessed, to be honored, to be processed. And remembering that you can stir anything into your heart center, anything into the central channel to support you at any time. Remembering that emotions are energy in motion. And that all energy has an innate ability to process and to find a pathway. Back to harmony, back to balance. I can feel some. I was getting congestion at my throat. I can feel the congestion at a lot of people's throats as I'm tuning into the collective field of everybody in this group who's here live or who will be listening to the replay at some point. There's a contraction around the throat. There's a density at the back, pressure between the shoulder blades. So, for those of you that are familiar with the sail to tail exercise, you can bring that light between the brain, right and left hemisphere. Light up that sail, bring it all the way down your spine to the tail. Let that light come up the front of the body, back to your forehead, back to the sail. And clearing any interference out through the top. And just letting anything that's not yours, any energy that's not yours, clear to be processed and cleared up and out. And it may be transmuted on the way out, even. What we're being asked right now, what we're really being called forth to do. And it is a bit of a calling, an invitation, but it's also non-negotiable. We have to answer one way or another. We need to answer this calling. We need to answer this invitation. This invitation to let go of whatever is no longer serving, to let go of the lower vibrational frequencies within our field, within our bodies, within our energy, within our emotions. To release any programming in the subconscious mind, embedded programming, inherited programming, adopted programming, the program our own ego has created. The ego has a whole curriculum, which I call the ego game of opposites, and it's a complicated but simple, simply complicated game that it plays. To keep us feeling like we want it, we don't want it, we're willing, we're not willing, we're ready, we're not ready. flipping from fear to love, fear to love, fear to love, from clarity to confusion, clarity to confusion, clarity to chaos, coherence to chaos. The ego is like sitting there with a little light switch flipping you back and forth, but it's these opposites. It's playing both ends against the middle. It's the middle way that actually is the path of freedom. The middle way is the path of peace. But it keeps us chasing love or avoiding fear or blindly trusting the light energies and denying the dark energies that are balanced. These are balanced energies that are part of creation. And it keeps us playing both ends against the middle. So we never really feel at peace. We never really feel grounded. We never really feel solid. We never really feel centered. And there is a way to find. To feel centered in the chaos, but there's a way to find peace in the storm. Because right now the storm that's happening in the world is not going to shift. We don't need to look upon that storm and be immersed in the storm and participate in the storm unless we're clearly guided. If you're not clearly guided, then don't take the bait. And if you are clearly guided, don't take the bait. Play the role you're meant to play. Show up and do what you're guided to do. Say what you're guided to say in the way that you're guided to say it. For as long as you are, you may be guided to move into an arena of chaos, share one thing, and step out. You may be guided to go in and step into the arena and step into the center and be a voice for that particular chaotic storm. It's essential right now for you to be discerning. And the best way to be discerning is through the heart space. The heart doesn't hold all the filters and the programming and the thoughts and the beliefs that the mind does. The brain is full of what you think you should or shouldn't do, or what other people think you should or shouldn't do. The only true knowing is through your heart consciousness. And if you think about it, you have the head brain, but you also have the heart brain. The heart actually has sensory neurites. The physical heart has sensory neurites and has the capacity to give you ideas, insights. There could be a process of thought, if we want to call it that, at the level of the heart. So we are shifting consciousness from head to heart. The challenge is the ego keeps us yo-yoing head to heart, jumping, or kind of getting caught up in the question mark or the confusion or the uncertainty. And a lot of times right now, what we're needing to lean into is deep trust and blind faith. Deep trust in your heart's knowing, deep trust in your own intuitive knowing. And blind faith that you will be guided, you will be led, you will be directed in every moment, in every situation, under every circumstance. There is no decision I make in my life that isn't coming through from my heart consciousness. Every single decision, down to brushing my teeth, what foods to eat, what not to eat. Where to go, what to say, when to say it, what to offer, what not to offer. The challenge right now is with heart consciousness is that the heart is guiding us based on what we need individually and what's needed collectively. And what's needed collectively changes very quickly now because collective consciousness is being influenced by individual consciousness. So, as each of us make these individual choices in our lives, it's filtered into collective consciousness. It influences collective consciousness. And then we're informed. Consciousness is informing the consciousness inside of us. Consciousness informs itself. So I'm being informed by what's needed in collective consciousness. Now, I'm going direct to source because that's where I choose to go because I know it's a pure, clear, clean source. But that information about what is needed is being orchestrated based on what collective consciousness needs. It's serving us individually, but it's serving all of us collectively. So the guidance that comes in through the heart is for everyone, including you, for all of creation, even beyond globally. It's for all of creation, including you. So when you follow your heart, when you follow guidance that comes straight from heart consciousness, you are serving at the highest level, serving all of creation at the highest level, serving you at the highest level. You're included in that equation. We all are. It's what's included is beyond what the mind can comprehend. So we walk with deep trust. We walk with blind faith. And the more you connect to the knowing in your heart, the more you can release what you think you should or shouldn't know at the level of the mind. Because the knowing in the heart will then start to inform the mind, inform you on so many levels. The heart is your inner compass. Guiding you, directing you, leading you in every moment, providing signposts, breadcrumbs. And as you follow it and trust it, even when it doesn't make sense, you will be guided on your path. And everything you need will be provided. Everything you need will come with divine timing. We have the forces of external interference, the stuff on the outside, the distractions, the bait, the videos, the news, all the things that can pull you down or take you off track or take you on little detours. And then we also have interference on the inside, the ego. The ego can play a game where it keeps us playing small and safe and sitting in fear, feeling vulnerable and don't want to take a risk, don't want to put ourselves out there. And sometimes we're not meant to put ourselves out there, and the ego will actually encourage us to throw ourselves in into the arena when we're not actually guided to. So it can actually take you in both directions, make you feel like you need to put yourself out there, and then make you afraid to put yourself out there at the same time. So this is the confusion running in the world and in even within our own experience. So the less we buy into that mental chatter, the less we buy into and listen to the ego and its fear-based dialogue and stories, the more you can tune into the knowing in your heart, the more you can find peace and feel centered there. That's where you can hold your light. That's where you can really truly be of service to yourself and others. That's where you can really deeply align with the path you're meant to be on. And this is where you can shift your frequency, change the energy in your field in your mind, in your heart, in your body. And as you shift frequencies and you shift more and more toward the frequency of love, compassion, peace, balance, harmony, unity, the more you shift and hold that frequency, the more you can expand that frequency, the more you can amplify your field so that eventually your field becomes impenetrable, unaffected by all the things that are around you, aware of what's happening around you, but not triggered, where you can hold your center and be very aware. You can observe without judgment, and you could act without fear. You can be inspired to take action from the place of being in spirit, not reacting out of fear, but responding with love, responding with clarity of the role you're meant to play. Remembering that love doesn't always sound soft and fluffy. It can be very stern and direct. Changing your choice and frequency to align with love, with compassion, with divinity, allows you to be embodied, to be animated by your divinity, to be embodied and animated by love. This is your true nature. This is your true essence. This is your superpower. And the energies that are out of balance don't want you to know that. So they're throwing a lot of distractions at you, putting a lot of bait in front of you. Finding any of your points of weakness or vulnerability and going straight for those areas to trigger you, to derail you, to distract you, to take you off course, to create a big long detour that you don't need to go on. Take a couple deep breaths and just see if you can land all of your awareness. Zoom right into your heart space and feel that connection to your source. There's a source point within you, straight in the center of your heart space, center of your chest. In and around there, find that spot. You'll feel it. When you land on it, you'll feel it. It's almost like a feeling of coming home or a feeling of comfort and familiarity, but yet maybe feeling like it's been a long time. Because many of us have been disconnected from it. Not fully disconnected from it, but just having it buried under all of the fear or confusion or worry or uncertainty. So let's shift into curiosity and the energy of wonderment. I wonder what it would feel like to experience my source point in the center of my heart without fear, without confusion, without all the distractions in the world and all the temptations all around me. I wonder what it would feel like in this moment. I'm open to feel it, experience it, sense it, know it as deeply as possible in this moment. That source of energy within me that is my essence, that is my true essence, pure, clear, clean. In that space, no ego exists, no duality exists, just pure divinity. Connect to it, remember it, lean into it. Say yes to it. Embrace that part of you If we want to experience oneness around us, we need to first foster the oneness within us. We can experience oneness around us to some degree. And the more we foster and nurture that experience of oneness within us, within our unique expression of divinity, the more we can actually feel oneness all around us as well. We can experience it within and all around. Because the truth is, creation is folded within you, and you are folded within it. And the mind cannot comprehend that fully. But the heart knows that. It knows that truth. It feels that truth. If your mind wanders, bring yourself back to this present moment. I am here now. I am here now, and I'm willing, ready. I am here now. I'm open. I'm curious. I am here now, present, grateful. Take some deep breaths. Feel the rhythm of your breath and imagine it sinking with the rhythm of your essence. You are a unique tone and sound. You have a very unique energy signature. Your soul signature, your soul frequency. You are a unique expression of divinity. You are a unique individuation of source. Be present to that. Be open to experience and feel that at depths that perhaps you haven't been capable of feeling it before. Feel that beautiful frequency of source, the essence of who you are. Dancing. illuminated, balanced and harmonized, connected in a divine union. Honoring the source from which you came and honoring your unique individual expression, your individual frequency, your unique energy signature. There's a reason you are here. There's a purpose to your embodiment. There's a purpose for you to be here in this human expression of divinity. And as you continue to stay connected to your heart, be open, be curious to feel a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose will give you a feeling that will drive the form. It will drive you to take inspired action. It will guide you. If you're meant to write something, share something, extend something, if you're meant to embody something, to be a healing presence, whatever it's meant to look like, whatever role you're meant to play, it will be given. But it's not going to be figured out at the level of the head. It's going to be provided at the level of the heart, guided and provided from heart consciousness. And in the energy of heart consciousness, you can be and embody the frequency that will support others, but will also shift and change your life in a way that will serve you. Allowing you to vibrationally align with what you're meant to receive, vibrationally align with what you're meant to extend, vibrationally align with the tone and the frequency of what you are meant to embody. It is time to heal all your blocks to love. It is time to lift the filters of forgetfulness and open up more and more to the depths of remembrance. Remembering at the level of the heart what you're meant to remember. Allowing the remembrance to come in the ways that you're most capable and ready to receive. You don't need to remember everything all at once. But there is a level of remembrance that will come in that will allow us to live with deeper reverence for ourselves as a being of creation, a being of source, for others, for all of creation. When we live in reverence for all of creation, we live in gratitude and appreciation, but we also are living in alignment with our source, with our divinity. And we can recognize and see the divinity within others and through all of creation. We can experience and meet the divinity in the ocean. We can meet the divinity in the sun and the moon. We can meet the divinity in another person. We can meet the divinity in an animal or nature, a leaf, a tree, a flower, a butterfly, a hummingbird, an owl. We live in reverence and we feel this energy of a deep bow, of recognition of an extension of ourselves, our source, expressing itself through others. Imagine where all of us are living in harmony and where all of us are living in deep reverence. We have a deep respect for creation. There is only peace. Where there is no conflict, where we can celebrate our differences, we can honor our differences. We can have gratitude for everyone's role. And everyone has a part to play that is essential in the healing of the whole and the remembrance of our oneness. And everyone's role is significant, although some people's role may outwardly or publicly appear to be greater or grander or bigger. That's just their part. That's just their role. And the invitation is to never underestimate those roles that are perhaps in the background. Those individuals that have a role where we just show up as a presence, where outwardly it doesn't look like much, but inwardly we're moving mountains. We're shifting consciousness on levels that can't even be measured or understood at the level of the mind. Everyone's role is essential. And if everyone plays their part from heart consciousness, if everyone is guided and directed from their heart, then we become these vibrational tuning forks. We become these beacons that spark the remembrance in others, that spark the remembrance and reverence, and changes the resonance of everyone around us. So your role is not, how do I change the world? Your role is, how do I hold steady in my own frequency? How do I be a tuning fork? And how do I hold my center in the chaos? How do I choose peace in the storm? How do I become the calm in the center of the storm? This is again where the discernment comes in. Certain foods will lower your vibration. Certain foods will uplift you, expand your frequency. Certain activities, the way you spend your time in your day, different experiences with other people certain situations, events, videos, programs, things you listen to, what you read, all shifts and changes your frequency. It will either expand your frequency or lessen it, contract it, dampen it. And if you experience something that dampens it, don't judge that thing because you're just adding more dampening. Recognize it, be discerning about it, and then shift it. Come back to your center. How can I shift back? What would support me right now to align my frequency and raise my frequency and expand my energy again? What would allow me to amplify my field? It may be coming back to one of these replays. It may be something else, listening to music. It could be going for a walk in nature. It could be having a bath with Epsom salts. It could be lighting a candle and saying a prayer. It could be going into meditation or doing yoga. It could be dancing around and playing some music in the living room. It could be dancing in a public place on the beach. Could be walking or putting your feet in the ocean or on the soil or on the grass. And it may be different in each moment. So being discerning in the moment about what you're being guided to do, what you're being guided in that moment. Sometimes it's nothing, stillness, silence. And often that silence speaks volumes. It's less about what you're doing and more about how you're being in the doing. When you're doing nothing, how are you being? When you're doing a lot of things, how are you being? How are you showing up in the doing? Some more deep breaths. Recognizing and remembering that how you are being is everything. And being in the doing has way more meaning and far-reaching impact than just trying to do, do, do. Being in and doing nothing may have a greater impact than being and trying to do everything, but not being aligned. Who are you being? In every moment, who are you being? You can ask yourself that in this moment, who am I being? What signal am I emitting at this time? Am I emitting a signal of love, of peace, of compassion and peace? And if you are feeling fear in that moment, don't be afraid of the fear. Process it, honor it, lean into it. It's just energy. It needs to be transmuted. It needs to be witnessed. It needs to be honored. Don't be afraid of the energies of confusion or doubt or fear, worry, concern, even anger. when those energies are actually processed in the way that they're meant to be processed, healing happens. And when you're processing anger, when you're honoring it and allowing space for it, what you're transmitting is not anger out into the world. You're transmitting a healthy way to process energy. We don't need to be afraid to feel all the ranges of emotions that we're here to feel. We can process those denser emotions within 15 seconds to 30 seconds a lot of times. But we judge them, so we bury them and we keep them down, tucked in somewhere. But everything's coming to the surface, whether we realize it or not. Everything's coming to the surface, whether we want it to or not. It's all rising. It's all rising up within us to be honored, to be witnessed, to be processed, to be transmuted. That energy can no longer be held because it's a lower frequency. It's a density that can no longer be held in the energies, the global energies and global frequencies that we're experiencing and where we're being called to shift into. Those lower frequency energies cannot be there anymore. They must come up. They must be honored. They must be witnessed. They must be processed. Sometimes that can happen really quickly. Even right now, you could just stir it into your heart space, stir it into the central channel, let it be cleared up or down. Let it be honored. Any aspects that need a little bit more processing, maybe at the level of the mind through journaling, or maybe at the level of the emotional, mental, through having a conversation with somebody, whatever it is, there are spaces and places where we can process these energies. And you will be guided to that. You'll be guided to a practitioner, someone to support you, a friend. You'll be guided to journaling or taking a bath or going for a walk or doing a cleansing process where you can clear. And heal and let go. Now is the time to let go, to release any and all that's no longer serving you. And even in this moment, it's happening. As we're talking, it's happening. I'm holding the intention that it's already happening. I'm working with your energies in the background, whether you realize it or not. And the invitation is for you to allow these energies to move. And to play your part in helping them and supporting them to move. It's not me doing the work, it's me creating the space for you to say yes, for you to allow, for you to heal. You are a powerful healer. We are all healers. We all have the capacity to heal ourselves. We all have the capacity to heal our bodies. Every cell in our body has the capacity to heal. Every cell has a level of consciousness and it knows how to heal. It knows what it wants to do. It knows that it wants to come back into harmony and balance. It knows that it's possible. Trust your body, trust its wisdom. Trust your heart to lead you, to guide you. Let go a little bit more, and then let go a little bit more. And then surrender a little deeper. Take some more deep breaths. I'm willing to heal anything and everything that is no longer serving. And I'm willing to heal it instantly. If it has nothing to teach me, nothing to show me, then let it be released. Let it be honored and cleared instantly. In a holy instant, let it be cleared. If there's anything that I need to know or understand, let it be brought to my heart to be understood. Give my mind just enough understanding so that it comes along for the healing, that it comes along for the ride, and it doesn't resist or push back or hold on longer than it needs to. Yes, thank you. Yes, it can be that easy. Yes, sometimes it's instant. Sometimes there's work to do. But not like before. What used to take 10 years of counseling can be healed in an instant. Other aspects of our lives might need a little bit more time, but it doesn't have to be so hard, so heavy, so long. It can be easier. It can be lighter. There's a quickening. The energies and the frequencies we're living in now and that we're moving toward, more and more of us are leaning into and shifting toward embodiment of those new frequencies. They will allow us to heal in really miraculous ways from our current perspective. Our current human understanding. It begins with how you speak to your body or how you don't speak to your body. It begins with your beliefs around what's possible and what's not possible. So you can lean on the energy of what's possible. It's possible that my body can heal quicker than I think. It's possible that my body can release things without effort, without me trying so hard. It's possible that healing can be a lot more simple than I've let it be. It's possible that my body has an innate intelligence to heal itself if I just get out of the way. It's possible that my body could heal even more deeply or align even more quickly if I show gratitude toward, if I encourage it, if I nurture and nourish my relationship with it. Support the body in releasing the density that remains in the body in the energy field. Support the body in a way it needs it. How or what you do will be guided. Follow your heart. Trust your intuition. If you get guidance to hop on one leg, hop on one leg. If you get guidance to jump in a cold ocean, jump in the cold ocean. If you get guidance to sit on the beach, sit on the beach. If you get guidance to lie on your back on the floor and put your arms and legs and just move them randomly and shake it out, do that. Trust yourself. Trust your heart. Trust your inner compass. Take some more deep breaths. Holding that feeling and connection to your source point, setting an intention to nourish it with what you expose yourself to, what you choose to engage your attention and awareness on. Nurture that connection within yourself by practicing gratitude, appreciation. Even the energy of prayer. Whatever works for you, whatever feels aligned for you. Nothing is right or wrong. It's only what's guided for you. And what's guided for you will be different than what's guided for another. We all have our own unique recipe already within the heart. Follow the breadcrumbs, follow the recipe, one step at a time. Focus on the step that's in front of you, not the 10 that are beyond that, because that's probably ego trying to entice you to do a whole bunch of things in front of the step that's right there. Our divinity, our heart, our spirit guides us moment to moment. Only in the moment can we be guided. So be here now. Place your hand on your heart and declare, I am here now, listening, open, willing. Guide me, lead me, direct me. What would you have me do? What now in this moment? What now? Bringing that connection, that intention back with you into the room you're in, into your physical surroundings, the space that holds you. Taking some deep breaths and coming back to this if you need a reminder, coming back to this if you need to reconnect and remember again. And the more you develop and massage that muscle of remembrance, the easier this is. You'll wake up in the morning and place your hand on your heart and you're there. You'll go through your day and suddenly realize you're not, and you place your hand on your heart and you're there. You're centered. You're right there. That's what can happen in doing this work. I can be in the storm and be that calm center. I never used to have that. I got very much caught up in things, very triggered by everything, very sensitive because I was feeling everybody's emotions. I was feeling everything around me. So there is a way. If I can do it, you can do it. It's a practice. It's an invitation to continue to practice until it just, you can get to that place where the remembrance is so strong that it's just your new way of being. That's how you can serve at the highest level for yourself and for all. All right. If you feel to share in the chat. Feel free to share. You can always share on the Heart Ed Living community social page as well. And you can also respond to the replay email if you want to share how you're feeling, or how it made you feel, or what your experience was. I do find it supportive and helpful for others to read about your experience. So if you do feel inspired, I would encourage you to share in our social community. It's a free online community if you haven't joined yet. It's where you'll also get connection to the course, the free course. I have another free course, so the detox one as well. And if you feel inspired to invest in some of my offerings, the Abundance Breakthrough Experience, the Ego Game of Opposites, any of those offerings that I put out help support me in doing this work and offering this for free, offering the Living Oneness Gathering for free, offering the live experience for free, offering free courses, things like that. I do my best to really put a lot out into the world that, because I feel like right now everybody needs this information. I'm not putting it in a package where I could easily put it in a package where people would pay for it, but I'm putting in a package and offering it to all of humanity because it's really needed right now. And in order for me to do that, I do still need to earn some income. So if you feel inspired to invest in yourself and support my work to travel and do the activations around the world and stuff, Then I encourage you to go to heartledliving.com and see what offerings resonate with you, land in your heart, and feel guided for you to step up and say yes to. I am one to encourage everybody to listen to your heart. So if you're coming to the website and you want to buy something just out of guilt or obligation, don't take action. My invitation for you is just to really genuinely feel it in your heart. And if you feel a yes, then that's the energy you're extending into the world by following your heart, by leading with that guided, loving place. That's how you can be of high service. Investing in things that you're not meant to invest in because you feel obligated or guilty, and there's a lot of marketing out there that feeds that, is only adding fear to the fear in the world. So my invitation is to feel the guidance and trust your heart, yes. Learn to discern that true heart, yes, and make decisions from that space. Extend from that place. Invest from that place. Because then what you're doing is extending love into the world. Clear, pure, clean, genuine expression of love. And that's a gift. That's the gift you extend. But that's also the gift you receive in that moment, too. When you extend love, you receive love instantly. I thank you all for being here. I will read your comments. I appreciate all of you sharing. Feel free to share in the community as well. We'd love to hear more of how this Living Oneness gathering and the live experiences are supporting you. Hearing back from you does help me direct the curriculum as well. It does give me different insights and to what your needs are, because I want to serve this community as deeply as possible. At the same time, it's really helpful for other people to hear about your experiences too, because then that creates that connection and community as well, and that safety in the space that we hold together. We have created a beautiful community, a beautiful vessel of love for everybody to step into. Not everybody is, some people are afraid to step into it because they've been afraid of love. So your testimonies or your sharing your experience will actually help maybe one person or two people or more to say yes to love and to step into the community where they can feel the love and support that they need. So thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.